Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share
open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Seventh Sense podcast. My name is Edna J.
My name is Eugene Geshaga.
Welcome to episode 2 of season 4, where we are covering emotions.
This episode is going to be crazy, though. I really have been thinking about it since yesterday in terms of what am I going to say.
Yeah.
So for this one, I was like, I want my raw emotion just to be able to be captured in that sense.
Same. I mean, I tried to prep per usual, but I wasn't as detailed as I usually am. I was just like, I don't want to like have processed too much before we're actually recording and in the moment. Like, let's just do it and whatever comes, comes.
So if you guys are wondering what we're talking about,
you've seen the episode title.
So we're talking about grief. But I think before we get to that, it's how have you been? How's your week been? And
This week has been, well, better than last week for sure.
Okay.
I had a pretty chill week. I'm sure my screen time has gone way down, which I'm excited to see tomorrow on Sunday. I had a really chill week, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm good. Oh, I did my hair, and then I'm going through that phase of you do your hair and then you hate it. So I'm still in that hating it phase.
Okay.
But yeah.
It looks nice. I don't know why.
How is you? How are you? How's your week?
I've been good. It's been a tasking week, I think, mentally. Also physically, I think, because of work and everything. But end of the day, I think it's been a really nice week. I think finding balance between work and then things I want to do and how I want to spend my time.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting better at that. So that's a positive from the week. And yeah, let's get into grief.
This week's episode, yeah. So we're going to be talking about grief and starting as we did in the previous episode, we'll do our associations. So what situation do you associate people with? So what situations do you associate with grief?
Are we going to start with the definition first of like what grief is?
I didn't even look it up. That's how you know I was not really trying to, but let me just read it.
Okay, but I think as you try and find it, you found it already.
Yeah. So grief is intense sorrow, especially caused by someone's death.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what situation do I attribute?
Grief,
okay. Yeah. I think loss. And this is now me just being on a personal one. I think loss in terms of losing a mother. That was my first instance of understanding what grief is. Because before I used to hear about it, you see it.
But it's different.
It's different when it's, especially for me, I think mine was, one of my uncles passed away and then, so he committed suicide. And so seeing what my mom went through, trying to deal with that, because they're really close. So that was my first understanding in terms of, whoa, grief. So this happens, and this one is from observing someone else's experience, and then now we come to mine. And now when she transitioned, that changed my whole understanding of that thing. So that was my first where I actually felt I felt it and understood it.
For me, I think a situation is memories of people, like when I either hear something or see something or smell something and I remember someone, and then just that realization of wait, like that's that, like we're not getting like a repeat, a redo, nothing, like I won't get to see them again. So situations where certain memories pop up, those are the ones that make me think of grief.
Grief in what sense, in that situation?
It's like the reality, it's like the reality hits you again when you have a fresh memory that comes up. So if I'm in a situation where I'm exposed to like a scent or I see something or I hear something, then that memory will make me think of grief because I'm like, I really miss them. Like, that's that. So that's a situation.
Now I'm just trying to figure out. So for you, you attribute grief or the loss of something to the loss of them or the relationship you used to have with them.
Yeah. So I attribute, for example, if I'm going through clothes and then I see something that they gave me, then when seeing that in that situation, that's what will remind me of them and the memory of them. And that's what makes me feel grief. In the sense of a situation.
Okay.
You don't get it.
I don't get it because I'm trying to understand. Mm-hmm. Is it the person? Is it the
thing,
object?
The object reminds me of the person and the relationship we had and the fact that that's not going to continue.
Okay.
Because I was trying to think of in day-to-day or just in living life, what types of situations make me even think of grief. It's not something that I just think of casually. So I was like, what triggers it? And then when I thought about it, it was like, those things, if I see something, hear something, then I remember certain people and it's like, damn.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And then a song that you associate.
Sonder, Too Fast.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was saying, I'll see you when I get there. I don't know who sang that song.
I think it's Diddy. It was a remix to a Biggie song that had Diddy as a feature.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the video
song?
Is crazy though.
Yeah.
That one got me like when I was young. Like seeing them like in the suits, like white suits, yo, and you know it's Biggie who's, yo, that shit was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can associate with that.
Also, for some weird reason, even though the song is not about grief, Godspeed by Frank Ocean.
Hmm.
Just the lyrics.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, and then a movie or TV show? I like really tried to think. I couldn't find one.
I think for me it would be any movie like the hero dies at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean that's a grief. Like this guy's been on the come up, doing everything to save everyone, then he dies.
Let me trip you out. Have you watched this movie called Bridge to Terabithia?
Heard it. Haven't watched it.
That was like they fucked with me. I was too young to have such a thing happen. So
yeah.
One of the main characters dies in the movie. And I was like, I feel like that was the first movie or TV show that I was like, this wasn't supposed to be like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Color. Black.
Yeah, I think, but I'm trying to think of like a gray also. Yeah, like a very like charcoal, either black or just a very dark gray. Because for me, it's two things. It's one has its own, like, in as much as my experience kind has to or has been negative towards the word, there's some positive that comes out of it. So I think my maturity and even just me understanding the emotion a bit more allows me to know there's a good in it. There's a positive to take out of it.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it comes with also its own blessing in a sense.
Okay, so getting into the discussion, first we want to start with our earliest memories of grief. I think for me, when my aunt passed away, that was the time I was truly able to like understand the reality. Previously, I was young. Before that, I hadn't had a lot of loss in my life. So at this point, I was in high school. So I feel like I had a bit more awareness in terms of, oh, someone has died. Like now we're, like I could hear them talk about like details and budgets and plans and everything. So that was that's the earliest memory I have where I was able to like comprehend what's happening.
Yeah.
And it was so like jarring to just like, what? Like that's that. You know.
There's no do-over, there's nothing.
There's no conversation, there's no what happened. How are you feeling before? Like, you know, like that was so jarring to me.
I think my one still, it's the same one.
Yeah.
But I think along the way, and I remember like one of my friends in primary school, their mother and my mother worked at the same bank.
Mm-hmm.
So one day it's like end of class. So I see her like running down the primary school. Like there's a long ass corridor we used to have, but outside. And she's just screaming and she's running to the field. So I'm just like, what's going on? So, and someone who's chasing, the sister chasing her past me, and of course we know each other, we're family friends, she's just like, mom died. I used to see this lady like hang out with my mom a lot, and even her and her kids, we used to be cool with each other. So seeing her like running away and her like crying because the mom has died, that shit, that was the first time I was like, whoa, because this is something I really care about. Her mom, my mom used to hang out, so also how's my mom doing? You know what I mean? That was my first understanding of like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah.
So when it happens to me, you know, you get that deeper understanding in terms of I'm coming back to the house and you're not there. Like there's something missing now. Even if it's just hearing your voice, it's no longer there. Or even your car just sits there like in the parking lot for months because we haven't sold it yet. You know what I mean? So our car is still there. So you see it every time you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh shit, but it's like a dream you think you're going to wake up from every day. That's when it became real for me. Yeah.
Okay. What brings you that emotion? I mean, per the definition, loss of a loved one.
Mm.
But something that came up, which was an interesting perspective when I was thinking about this episode this week, is grieving previous versions of me. That brings me a feeling of grief, because sometimes you just realize that there was a whole world you'd built, a reality you built, that doesn't exist anymore and doesn't work for you anymore, and you really had to shed and like move into a new space. It's literally like a transition, the way we describe even loved ones who've passed on. It's a transition. So when you realize for yourself, and like, I think it's actually a state I realized I was in, which is grieving the old me.
Yeah.
It's really brought out that emotion, which is so weird, because I'm still me, but I'm just not that version.
Yeah, that's facts. No, that was definitely like one way to look at it, in the sense that you being able to observe yourself now and understand. But my question would be then, what's that has changed about you that helps you understand that these parts of me that I thought were so important really don't matter anymore? What was that thought that changed, or what changed in you to be like,
I think it's like a mix of reflection and self-awareness.
Okay.
And I think it's even just looking at how my days are set up, and then realizing so many things or people who I thought were key parts of my day-to-day, thoughts that I used to have, priorities that I used to have, they're not a part of my day-to-day anymore. My day-to-day has changed so much. The people around me, I mean, have kind of stayed the same, but changed in terms of the depth of the relationships. So reflecting and seeing that, and then the self-awareness of, oh, how am I now? What am I now? What's next? Type of, it's like that in between, like, you're not exactly who you want to be, but you're not who you knew yourself to be. Does that make sense? Yeah.
No, yeah, I get that. So, I get that.
What about you? What brings you that emotion?
Pictures, I think. Like photos of her, for sure. Or even seeing her old friends. Even sometimes seeing my own relatives, you know. So it can be anything, really. Yeah, it's just that if I put my thoughts towards it, and it's just, and it's not always sad. Sometimes it's just like on some really happy shit. Yeah, I can see the picture. I understand the emotion I'm dealing with is grief, but I'm able to draw like some positivity out of that experience, because I just want it to be something I'm being able to walk with like just every single day. And it's not from a sad perspective. It's you're celebrating someone who's impacted you so much. The best you can do is just move on with your life with the things they taught you. So that's how I'm able to turn it into there's a reason behind it, and it's how I'm choosing to flip the situation.
How often do you experience it?
Maybe like once a week, though. Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, once a week, I would say.
I wouldn't say it's consistent. When I think about people who, like loved ones who've passed away, I wouldn't say it's a consistent thing that comes up. But I would say in certain months or seasons, it's way more frequent. So it really just depends on the happenings of my day-to-day life. It could be conversations. It could be like I'm doing something and I'm like, damn, this is because of you. I wish you were here to see this. And then it's just you go down that rabbit hole. But thankfully, it's not often. It's not consistent.
Mine's consistent. I feel like, and maybe anybody who's listening, and you might also just, you can comment and share and just maybe describe it to your, how you feel it. But I think losing someone in your household deepens that feeling, and it deepens you also your understanding of, even like when people like pass away now, I don't feel that sadness for you. Like, I understand, but just being in that type of situation, I feel like there's nothing anyone can tell you or do for you that will help you deal with that thing on the spot. That's when I see it happening to people, I'm like, I feel you, but you also understand, you're going to have your own understanding of it.
Yeah.
Based off of the relationship you had with this person. So I feel like that's why there's going to be like some tears, I think, to people's grief.
And how it happens.
And I'm not trying to say that it should be like that, but I think it's like that. Yeah. If you lost like your best friend, that's different.
That's different. Also, I feel like it's the closeness, but it's also the way. I don't know how to say it. Like, I think it can be different for people who it's been sudden. It's like everything was good and then like either they just they had a heart attack or they were in an accident. And then there's the one where you it's like building and you see it coming, it's like they've been sick. Like I feel like those also will affect the grief. So I don't think everyone can be on the same, like you're saying, they can't be, we can't all view it in the same way.
But we'll all meet at that point where that person doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
There's the method of how it ended up happening, but you, although you'll sit down and say the same thing, it's dealing with that aspect that they are not going to be there.
I thought you were saying that there's different types of grief.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. I'm saying I agree with you, but end of the day, there might be different types and levels, but all of you guys are going to meet in one point at the end of that whole timeline.
Yeah.
That it's understanding this person will no longer be there in your life.
Okay. How do you feel about that emotion? I mean, it's a crazy one. I think even for there to be such a thing as 7 stages of grief, like what other emotion is it that's like had to be really, I don't know, studied or processed like that? It's so like multidimensional. I don't even know what to say. I just think it's a lot.
It's a lot, and but I think over time, especially if you go like to counseling or like therapy, I would advise anyone who's ever like just gone through it. It's just therapy is required because it helps you flip it to something you. It doesn't affect you negatively anymore. You found a pocket in that experience that allows you to be able to look at pictures, and you're like, okay, cool. Let me. I have someone who's protecting me, who's looking out for me. And you're able to kind of, this is now from my own experience, it's just now you're able to move on with that positivity. They gave me all these things and there has to be a reason why. So let me try and live life according to the things they taught me or what they used to live by. It helps you kind of like live for them in a sense. Yeah, it becomes an extra source of motivation in your life. That's how I'd say how I deal with it in terms of I'm able to convert it into like power towards everything that I'm doing. Yeah.
So now do you feel like the emotion has sort of turned into a way, a source of motivation for you?
Yeah, and also like joy in a sense. Yeah, especially for someone who was sick, you don't see them sick forever. Yeah. You're also happy with the sense that, you know what, they're actually resting. Yeah, and got a bit too much. I think it's better, you know. Let me not be selfish towards their experience of it, because that's also someone who's experienced it. They're no longer here with you. So imagine for them, wherever they are, you have to be feeling something. Yeah. So just being able to rest, I think, it's a source of like joy, you know.
Yeah. I'd never actually thought about it like that. Okay, how do you create the space for yourself or others as needed? So like creating space for people who have grieved. I always feel like it's so easy to say the wrong thing or to feel like you're doing the wrong thing. Like I never really know what to say or do. Like, especially, which is a new dynamic in online spaces when someone has tweeted about a loss and then it's, I never really know. So I wonder like, when you were going through it, is there things you wish people were doing, or is there things people were doing that you were like, don't do that? Like, what was your experience of it?
So I remember, and I can't remember the name of that auntie. She came to me like as soon as we found out that my mom has transitioned. She hugged me and she told me, I also lost my own mother. There's nothing anyone is gonna say to you or do. Don't be angry at what they say. Just say, tell them, okay, thank you. They don't know what they're talking about. So even I don't know what to tell you, but you'll understand what I'm telling you. So when I went through that experience, I got what she meant. And I think for me, that's why I feel sometimes I'm a bit distant towards like grief. Like my man, trust me, I'll feel for you as you're experiencing it or knowing someone or you've lost someone. But I don't know what to tell you or do for you because I know. There's nothing anyone can say or do. And they're doing it out of the best of intentions. They're really trying to be there for you, but they just don't know what to say also. but you expect them to know what to say.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have to understand it's you. Grief is a very personal thing to deal with.
Yeah. For sure. So then how do we do it? How do we hold space or create space for people who we care about who are going through this?
I usually say the same thing my auntie told me to anybody else.
Okay.
It can be a thing when you sit back, because I also didn't get it when she said it. Like, you know, on the spot, I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But I was like, you really want my favorite aunties, so even for you to say that? Cool. Trust me. So I try. Sometimes I feel like it's something I'm also still processing, because I don't know what to say to people still. But when I hear it's happened to you and I feel like that's something about me, it's just, there's no, I feel nothing. I know in the sense that I get it, but I feel like mine was the most painful thing. You will also get through it, bro.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you will figure it out. Counseling, therapy, even just you sitting on your own, you'll get it. But how will you, or how do you think now moving forward, you're going to do the same thing? Or not the same thing, but just be able to create space.
My approach is so, like, I always feel like it's so awkward and like I'm stumbling over things. So I tried to be there physically without trying to fill it with conversation,
mm-hmm.
and trying to help with like daily tasks for in the home or for whoever. I think those are things that I've seen have actually been helpful. Because sometimes I feel like you can tell when someone's getting frustrated with people trying to talk about it or talk about, like, you know, like if I'm grieving and then we're having visitors over and they keep trying to talk about the same thing, I've seen the irritation that can come from that.
Yeah.
So in my mind, the response was, be there, but don't try to talk too much. Like, if okay. they're trying to talk about something, yeah, but don't be, like, trying to overcompensate. And okay. also, something else was helping with the daily tasks. So let me just make sure you're not having to think about too much. You don't need decision fatigue at this point. Like, you can just be. Like, I think it's just allowing them to just be.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if it's actually helpful. That's just my...
Yeah. Again, it's a personal experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's for someone to be able to tell you, you know what, yeah, that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a quick one, but the last thing we do at each episode is choose another word which we feel like ties in with the emotion. So yes, for last week's episode was choice. When we're talking about joy, we thought about choice. So when you think about grief, what's the word that comes?
That's a crazy one, though. It might sound like so, like, cliche, but healing. Mm. I feel like when I hear grief, I think healing. There's a journey you're going to go through trying to deal or process this emotion. But what comes out at the end is so much healing, because now you get to understand so much about yourself. Because in that pocket in time, you're doing everything you can to process and deal with this emotion. And if you don't have like the most positive of support systems, you're going to pick up toxic things to try and help you deal with this emotion, because it's new. This is like a tear in your soul and you're trying to plug it with so many different things.
And can't, like...
You can't. There's no physical thing you'll do to try and treat it or deal with it. Your soul goes through something that at the end is just healing.
That's a really like... flipped it type of way to look like. My mind was going like bitter pain, like that's where my mind was going. I'm really trying to think of a word that's the opposite of choice, because that's what I feel like grief means to me. Because it's not, you don't sign up for it, you don't get a say, you don't get, like, it happens when it happens, and that was not up to you, it wasn't up to them.
So I would think it's, you see how you're saying choosing, I think then for that one you'd flip it to letting go. I feel like if you're choosing joy, this one you choose to let go of everything now, because it also, that's when I also understood that you can have plans, you have everything jotted down to the T, by end of the day
it's not
really, everything doesn't end up being your choice or even your decision. You didn't choose it.
What is that? What is the word for the opposite of choose?
Like, I feel like you're just letting go. It's like a roll of the dice. You never know what's going to come tomorrow. I think that's when I got to understand things so deeply. You're rolling a dice every single day. It's you don't know what God is going to decide or the universe is going to decide. You have all your plans laid down.
And then it's not really up to you.
Okay, I can make it deeper. Mm-hmm. Last conversation we had, it was supposed to be, we'll have hamburgers, I think, next Friday when I come back. Because she was in hospital. So for that never to happen, like, it never came through. You know what I mean? So we had planned. In my mind, I'm looking forward to this one day. And then it didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen. That's when I understood, yo, this thing, it's never really you to decide. Mm-hmm. So just let go. That's why I stopped being so about my plans.
For the what you said about the burgers, because same, I remember like the plans we'd made and it was so close, like I could taste it. And then for it to just be, it's like the one, it's like the point is there in your life, but it's like you never really quite got to it.
Yeah.
So I get that. Especially when you have now these experiences and you know that they're not here to experience it with you physically. It's like, but you're supposed to be here for this, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think I would put it as letting go. But for me, it's my one is healing.
Okay.
Until I haven't figured out yours.
I get what you're saying, letting go, but I'm actually thinking, because what is choose? Choose is like a verb. Verbs don't really have opposites, do they? So I don't really know if that'll, like, we'll find a word, but I hope you guys understand, and I like the perspective of letting go.
No, it's just, it doesn't have to be like polar opposite of the word, you know what I mean? It's just your word of understanding it. The same way healing was not an expected word for it.
Yeah.
It's just out of the box understanding of, oh, what's grief then? Yeah. But cool, I think that was it for me, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening and being a part of this series. And this is episode 2.
Yeah, I knew it was a heavy one, guys. But thank you for joining us.
I think we'll have to put like a trigger one even at the start of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. And also, I think Godspeed as you try and process and understand this emotion. There's always like that joy that you get out of it at the end. There's some positivity to it. Thank you guys so much. And my name is Eugenia Shaga.
My name is Adnanjay.
Peace.
Love and harmony.